tell you how beautiful you are, Lord, how true these words are, how great you are, Lord. Truly, there's none like you. Oh, God, we're just so in love with you, so grateful for all that you are, Lord, and pray even now as we are singing these songs and uttering these words, Lord, from the depths of our heart, you would receive from each one, Lord, the praise and the adoration that, Lord, that is due your name. Lord, we, even words can't begin to fully express it, Lord, but you see our hearts. You know what's belching up inside of us, that love and that adoration that we just want to pour out on you. Tonight, even right now, you alone would be lifted up. You alone would be enlarged in every heart. You alone be magnified, Lord. Just invite you here, Lord, to ask that you now would come and speak, Lord, that man would not speak, but you would speak, Lord, as only you can. Commune with each and every heart, Lord, as you're longing for that fellowship, Lord, with each one of us. Express yourself to each one, Lord. I pray for those online, you would minister to them in a special way. Your presence would be around them and just touch them and, Lord, feed them, break the bread of life to them, meet their deepest need, we pray. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you so much, musicians. God bless you all. Good to see everybody tonight. I hear a little reverb or something. Yeah, it's... Sorry about it. He knows what he's doing. I know that much. A lot more than I do. So good to have the Erdals. God bless you. Just to have your lick of fire here with us tonight and hear your voices singing and praising is a blessing. So, God bless you. Well, we have a few out and about, a few on the road. I trust the Smiths and Isabel made it in all right. It's wonderful. Mom and Dad at the cabin and all is well. Amen. Don't you love him? Is the Lord good? Is he? His mercies are new every day. Just so much to give thanks, so much to praise him for, and I'll take just a minute here. We have so much, I think, that we can give him praise and thanks for each and every day. It's amazing. His care is constant. His attention to us is amazing, and, just a few kind of praise reports, I guess. Again, could go on and on, very many. First one to start off with, just that I don't really mean this, a praise report. I was laid off 1st of September from my job. Thank you, Lord. You just rest in the reality that nothing can happen to you but what he allows. So by his grace, and I mean that, that was the first response in my heart. Thank you, Lord. So that's just one. That's just my first praise report. Thank the Lord. I was let go. I was laid off the second time in a year. But another way of looking at it, for the second time in a year, third time, whatever, Lord provided new work. So I just started a contract position, actually, yesterday. It was pretty amazing. Just even the day after I was... let go, I was in contact with a former manager, actually, and he asked me, hey, you know, it's got such and such going on, would you be interested? I said, sure, absolutely, of course. And it kind of took some time to kind of progress and get everything worked out. But yeah, so here we go. The Lord is good, you know, and he gives us a grace through those seasons and those times. That's, I loved, I was talking with Sister Linnell, like with Brother Randy and his, that situation with the heart attack and everything. And she just said, you know, there was no fear. And I love that. And I think we've all been through situations. He gives us through the years, those times, those things when you know there's a prevailing grace, prevailing peace. That's just from him, and it's a gift. And I think over time we get that experience, we get that confidence in him. So thankful for that, you know. And that's kind of what I would testify of as well. The Lord is good, and you know, sometimes these things aren't the funnest or the easiest to go through, but he's there, he's with you, and he—that's the greater reality. The Lord is faithful, and he's with me. And I don't know about you, but I haven't missed a meal yet. Don't think I will. I know I won't, because that's what Scripture says. So the Lord is good. So tell you what, you know, I think as time goes on in this, what time is left here, our confidence is more and more going to be in him and him alone. That's a good thing. It's a very good thing. If he's working in us in the situations and circumstances and the events that are transpiring around us and getting us more and more uncomfortable here, I say praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So just want to share some things tonight, maybe the kind of with that in mind, set the stage here for a few things that I want to just kind of share tonight. I hope this is encouragement. I hope it's helpful and a blessing. And maybe with that, why don't you stand with me? We'll open up with just a couple of scriptures here to get started. Let's turn to John chapter 6. And we'll, let's see. All right, we'll start with verse 44. So beautiful, so critical. And he says here, no man, again, John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. And it's so precious right there. Just you stop and you take that tonight. You think about that. Have you heard? Have you heard from your Heavenly Father? Have you heard from eternity? You've heard his voice. That's your Father drawing you. That's your Father calling you. Amen. You're so blessed. And then just same chapter down to verse 63. Very familiar. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And I pray the Lord more and more just would magnify and quicken that reality to us of this word that we're feeding on, the voice that speaks to us, the one that we hear, the power and the life of that word. And more and more, I believe that's our reality. That's the dimension and the direction we're going. That's where he's taking us, away from this natural, away from our senses and into that realm of hearing from eternity, walking with him in that word, in that communion with him. Amen. One more as you're standing. We'll just go back to Matthew chapter 13. And verse 16, he says, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Amen. You can be seated. So blessed are you to have eyes that can see and ears that can hear, and this possession that you have. Think about it, that there's a possession. You have ears to hear. You have eyes to see from eternity, and it's that call, as we read in John chapter 6, that voice coming to each one of us, the one that calls you, the one that draws you, the one that rings true, you recognize that voice. And there's life and there's power there. And I think more and more as time, again, as time unfolds, as we see and as we witness things in this realm, events taking place here all around us that scream for our attention, that try to pull our attention in more and more into the realm, to lock us into this dimension, really. They demand our, or would try to. Oh my goodness, did you hear that? Did you see that? Oh my goodness, I think it's going to be more shocking all the time. The end time events. And I say with that, God, help us. And he will. Forget it. Don't look there. Look here. Look at me. He says, child, look up. Pay attention to me, to my voice. You have ears to hear. You have eyes to see. Listen to me. And I'm as guilty or more guilty than anybody, because these, again, you can get into a situation where I think these events kind of are just mesmerizing and they're staggering, and it almost can become like an entertainment factor. You know, you're just so drawn to these things and so glued and so tied into this realm and this reality. And even my family, I had to witness this recently. There was some of the different events that have been going on, and I just came to the point, I said, I don't care. I don't care. I want to hear what he has to say. That's all I want. That's all I'm interested in. So again, Lord, help us as he moves us, I believe, more and more away from the senses and the vanities and the things around us. Now, time out. What I'm not saying is the Bible says to be watchful, to be sober. So I'm not saying that, we're not paying attention to anything. But what matters most is hearing him, hearing his voice, walking with him. So let's have our eyes and our hearts that have been given to receive that voice, that reality. Again, it's echoing, it's drawing us, it's resonating, and it's drawing us back home. And that's the beautiful reality of this, is this hearing that each one of us have, that we possess within ourselves. It's personal to each one of you. You have this experience of this reality of hearing him, his voice. And what I say tonight, forget that. It's what he's speaking to you every single day. What he's speaking to you tonight, that's you and him. That's your possession, and that's reality. It's that voice that's taking you back home, back into him. So even as we're hearing, even as we're communing and hearing from eternity, it's that we're being transported. There's that transport that's already happening. Travel back home, back to where you came from, because you're a part of him. You have that gene inside of you that can hear, that can receive from him. That's the most beautiful thing in all there is. And I love just as Brother Abraham, as he was ministering once recently, put it. He says the male part of the word coming to the female part of the word, you. See that bedding ground, that part of you that's a part of him that can receive that. It's so, Lord, help us tonight. That's just, again, the kind of heart, the subject, and really is to the Lord would more and more open our eyes to the beautiful, amazing, quickening power of this word, the life that is in the word. My word is spirit. My word is life. Don't pay attention to these other things. It's written in the scripture. Remember Lot's wife. Don't look back. Look away from this realm. Look away from yourself. Look at him. Let's fix our eyes on him. Him alone. Let us, that our heart and our whole being would be so caught up into a place with him, a love affair, and a communion with him. What a privileged people we are. And again, I think it's so beautiful. I find more and more all the time such beauty in John chapter 3, For Jesus says, the wind bloweth where it will. No man can see. So it is with everyone that's born of the Spirit. So you have this individual, personal reality and this walk with Him that's yours and yours alone. Don't try to copy me, and I'm not going to try to copy you. You walk with Him. You follow Him. And we come and we assemble together and we encourage each other and we point each other to Him. But that's our reality, that life with Him. As Jesus said, I live by the Father. And I love those words again. They said, Master, where do you live? He said, come and see. Yeah, and that's it. And it's a walk with Him, a journey and a process. Come and see where He lives. Walk with Him. Experience Him. So I hope that makes some sense. I'm going to just now, I always open up with a little intro and then we go into scriptures and things. And I hope this all together makes sense. And again, trust in the Lord to minister to you. But that's kind of where my heart is tonight. So again, what we see, what we hear in this realm does not matter. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the reality. He's reality, and He's taking us back to true reality. You're hearing from that reality. And again, I think as time goes on, we're going to be seeing Him move us more and more into that place where I'm tuned into that, and that becomes more real in this realm. That's the Enoch walk. That's it. That's where he was in that place, hearing, pleasing, walking with God. And you guess what? We know conditions around him weren't great. He was approaching the destruction of the entire earth, and it was not. He wasn't, as far as we know, on a hillside or mountaintop somewhere, shut away from everything. He was walking with God amidst, I'll just say, assume chaos and insanity, just like we are. So again, where are we walking tonight? So I just want to capture some of these things. I can't help but bring this out. I know we've been. I pray these things don't get too repetitive, too familiar to us. But I want to bring up a couple quotes that we've spent a lot of time on, and let's just kind of savor them tonight in our hearts. So again, just think of the reality of the scripture. You know, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Right? So let's apply that to God and the word that's spoken to us, that spoken word that you have heard. I'm talking about you, each one of us individually, what you have heard, what he has spoken to you. That's coming forth from the heart of Almighty God. It's life. It's his life. It's his power. It's transforming power. It is changing us. It is bringing us home. That's our road home, our path home. It's walking in that, following that voice, partaking of it. From spoken word is the original seed. Such a rich, rich one. He says, now through this, I'm giving this life, his life, there it is. It's power. My word is spirit. And my word is life. I'm giving this life that if you by faith will accept that, what Father, all the prophets, all the word of God, there we go, all the word of God, it's packed, it's loaded, it has his life. I'll pour this life down upon you, and it can't do nothing else but produce the same thing that I am. Wow. Oh my. Well, get into this word, brothers and sisters. There you are. The works that I do shall he do also, just as the Father led him, he saw. Amen. John 5:19. Then one more. Paradox. Again, I like this because we'll just go through it again. Lord Jesus, he says, paragraph 146, thou art a paradox when God was made flesh. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will manifest yourself this afternoon, proving to us here today, not only proving to us, he says, there is, I suppose, 90% or more of people set here believe every word But we might see you again and let you know this word that you spoke that's still traveling around the world and around the world, just like a record. Let us move into that record, Lord. Let us move in. I like that. Let us move in. And not hear it just like it was coming secondly from a man's mouth, but let that mouth and person and people all sitting here become your word. Don't you love that? I don't get tired of that. I love that. So again, I couldn't help but bring this up again as I was meditating on these things to see that the reality of that channel of life, the power of that word that we're feeding on as we take that into our souls. He says, move into that and become. So it's transforming us. It's translating us. We are bringing us back to that original state, what God had in his heart, in his mind, before the foundation of the world. Amen. Don't you love that? So let's just continue to meditate on these things, the scriptures, and this beautiful place each one of us have of hearing that word, that spoken word of God, and the power of that word taking us, translating us out of this realm into another. I'm going to just go through some, and you can feel free to turn along with me. I'll quote these, but try to go through slowly in case you want to take notes or listen along. But Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8 through 10 says, by faith. Okay, I love this whole chapter, of course, but by faith, by hearing, by revelation. See, watch what this does. Watch what this produces. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. I just love that. To stop and just to think about that and apply this now in the little study tonight, thinking of that Abraham. He heard. And what happened? What did that produce? What did that hearing produce? He left. He went out. He began searching for that city. And so it is with us when our ears are open, when we're in connection with him. It puts us in that place of departing and this world, if you will, transporting and looking for that new one, that new kingdom. It changes our direction. It changes our vision. It changes where we're walking and how we're walking. Again, it's that power of hearing that word. Amen. Ephesians 4 and verse 20 says, but you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you've heard him. If so be that you have heard him. Have you heard him? Have you heard his voice? And have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. And I love that. And it's so personal, so beautiful to think of that. If so be that you have heard him individually, and it's your possession, it's your reality. I something nobody can take from you when you've been in, when you've received that and heard from that voice, and you think of, you know, even Paul on as he was struck down by that pillar of fire, and I think of the account where, you know, some said they saw the light and heard no voice. Others heard a voice but saw no light. And I think you could certainly look at that and apply that in so many different ways. One thing that I always think that, to me, that speaks of is just naturally speaking, how many in this day, how many naturally, visibly saw what happened with their natural eye but never really heard that voice, you know? And you say, grace, grace. Blessed are your eyes. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe, because they've heard that voice. So he wants to speak with us. He's constantly looking for that fellowship and that attention, that communion with us. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." Any man, it's individual, it's personal. Each one of us hearing that voice, communing with him. To him, I love this, what comes next, verse 21, to him that overcometh. So I could be wrong, this is just me, but I think, is there a real relationship there between hearing and overcoming? I think so. I believe so, looking at the scriptures. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. This is from the Message Fellowship, and I love this. He's just real rich here. He says, "We are sitting here in heavenly places." He says, "Now the Holy Spirit is here. Now Christ is here. And the body that we receive when we go out of here, we go into another dimension, into a blessed place with the Lord Jesus, and at the return of Christ in his physical body coming back to earth, these spirits return back and pick up a brand new body again, and we live forever." Now watch this. He says, "Amen. Oh my, if people could get the right idea now, angels walking up and down those aisles." Of Christ, the Son of God, moving around in the building. What a difference. Oh, God, we open our eyes. He says, and now, he says, listen, you're in his presence. Oh, Lord, awaken us more. He says, and now listen, he says, when your spirit becomes so charged to that outside world, oh, Lord, don't you want that? Is that what he's doing in us? Is that what he's moving us more and more into? When your spirit becomes so charged to that outside world, Lord, release us, disconnect us, free us from this one, and move us more into that one. He says, now listen, just like a magnet or a crystal in a radio, and when that gadget in there becomes so charged or magnetized to those words, it's stretching out until it strikes it and makes them positive. Don't you see that? Lord, let us be so charged to that dimension, that world. Enoch, again, I can't help but think of him. He heard another voice that was greater. That reality was greater than what was all around him. So I Lord, help us to let go. Help us to forget this world and listen more and more. Let's deny these lying vanities all around us. Let's be attentive to his voice. Psalm 40 verse 6 says, "Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire." Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Nothing outward, nothing ritual. He says, "Mine ears hast thou opened. I want to talk with you. I want to commune with you. And through that hearing, I'm going to change you, and I'm going to bring you into my image, and I'm going to mold you and make you, and I'm going to take you back home." Amen. No wonder Hebrews 3 verse 7 then in other scriptures, "Wherefore is the Holy Ghost saith today." Today, if you will hear his voice. Let's listen. He wants to speak to every single one of us every single day. God help us that we're not looking back, pointing back to another day, but right now listening, hearing him, hearing that voice. And there's a battle here, as we know. This is the enemy, again, constantly, I think, working to divert our attention. We're living in a realm and a day when there's so many battles, so many voices and influences all around us. Jesus said in Luke 18, "Take care, heed therefore how you hear," or "what you hear." See, be careful. 1 John 4:1 says, "Believe it, beloved, believe not every spirit." See, listen to these things. Pay attention. "Believe not every spirit, Who has a voice? It's a spirit that has a voice. So pay attention to the spirit. The spirits, the voices, the things around you. Try the spirits, whether they have be of God. For many false prophets are gone into the world. Oh my. I love the words in Proverbs. My son, attend to my words. I like that. Give attention to my word. As much as this world and this realm around begs attention to it. Check out your latest social media. Check this. Check the news. Attend, attend, attend to all these things. He's saying, my son, listen to my voice. Tune into me. Listen to me. I have something to tell you. My word is spirit. My word is life. Let me impart it. Let me pour that life down into you and transform you. Amen. From the message, perfect faith. So beautiful. It says Jesus had perfect faith. He had it, and it come because he was the Word. And you think of that. And just say that Jesus had perfect faith. He had it, and it come because he was the Word. And you become the Word as you receive the Word. So there's just that beautiful, you can receive, you can hear from him. And there's that body building, word upon word, cell upon cell. You're building and you're growing into that stature of a perfect man as you hear, as you receive, as you feast on the word of God. We know that Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. That this becomes our reality. This becomes our anchor. This becomes more real all the time than anything outward, anything of our senses. That's our reality. Turn with me. Let's just go back into one place. I love this. I always like to. First Kings chapter 19. You all know exactly what we're going to read, but let's read it together. I think just so fitting as we're looking at some of these things. And certainly for this time that we're kind of in right now, I think you think about this setting here. And again, Brother Abraham, this was something he had ministered on. Just you think about the conditions around Elijah were the very conditions that he had spoken by the word of the Lord that had come to pass. And he was in this situation that was maybe not the most fun or comfortable for him. And yet here he is. Okay, so 1 Kings 19 and verse 19, or sorry, verse 9. 1 Kings 19, verse 9. And he came hither into a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, behold, he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and have slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still, small voice. Oh my, just what a picture, what a scene, and then so much that we can learn from that. And I think, again, Lord, may we be in that place that we're attentive to that. That still, small voice, as we witness and as we experience and things around us shaking and trembling and falling apart and unraveling more. And more all the time, that we were in tune with and listening to that voice. It's taken us home. So again, just so thankful for these realities, brothers and sisters, the life in this word, the life in that spoken word. That's he's speaking to each one of you through the word of the hour, the message of the hour, his voice. You are hearing, you are receiving, you are becoming one with him, and that's what's taking us. Started our journey back home already. Think about that. You know, the world, so much of the time you hear maybe terminology, be true to yourself, things like that. And okay, we'll use that. Let's go with that. Be true to yourself. And I think that's so fitting right now as we're understanding more and more who we really are and what's the real me? What's the real you? It's that soul. So forget a bit about the outward man. Deny yourself. If you save your life, you'll lose it. If you lose your life, you'll find it. That's the real thing. So that inside man that can hear, that can receive the word of God, that's what lasts, and that's where he's working. Amen. This is just kind of in closing here. This is power of transformation. I you know, to so many of these things, of course, we're just skimming through the word and catching little pieces and here and there, but these messages are so rich. God's power to transform, power of transformation, and there's just so much in there to feast on. So I'd encourage you, take all these things, you know, go and add them to your list of messages to get into and listen to again and again and again. Paradox, spoken word, power of transformation, and on. There's just so much beauty here. He says, now listen, this is in paragraph 306. He says, now transforming, he can transform us through his word. Now look at this, put this all together. He can transform us through his word that we can rest because we're a part of it. So the very thing that you're partaking of, you're a part of that. You've heard from the one, you've heard from home, you're a part of that word, you can hear that word, receive that word, and it's transforming us. Later on in paragraph 322, it says, the transforming power of God that's taken us from the chaos. Boy, isn't that the truth? The chaos of science and education, the things of this world and the understanding of this modern day has transformed us now into sons and daughters of God. Even death itself can never hold us in the grave. We'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Oh, you mean to say, he's like, I meant to say that's the truth. Jesus, the Word, stood on the earth, which was the Word. He was the Word, the one that was raised up and raised Lazarus. He said, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. There is no way to stop the living Word of God. Oh, Lord, quicken these things to us, that power, that life, the words that I speak, that I speak to you, our spirit, and they are life. There is no way to stop the word of the living God. It's got to rise again and out from the chaos of this modern scientific Eden that we're living in. Isn't that the truth? Chaos that we're living in of culture and science and education, all this modern stuff. We will rise. He says, the robe of flesh will drop and rise and seize the everlasting prize someday. We'll go through the air, and this will all be over. For the word of God, here it is. He takes it right back. The word of God that's brought us from the modern thinking of our mind, transforming our mind into the renewing of our hearts toward God and our spirits. That same spirit that spoke has transformed us this far. Can you say amen? Amen. Will also take us into the presence, into his presence, into his glory with a glorified body. Oh my goodness, that's just rich. Let me just kind of go over that. For the word of God that's brought us from our modern thinking of our mind, transforming our mind into the renewing of our hearts towards God and our spirits. See that working inside, transforming us. That same spirit that spoke that has transformed us and taken us this far, will also take us into His presence. There we go. That's that word, that transforming power of the word taking us home. How precious is this word, is this life that you receive, that you hear, every one of you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, that part of you that's a part of him. It can hear and receive, and that's where he's moving us into, away from this realm more all the time, into that place, walking with him and receiving his life through this word. It's transforming us and it's taking us right back home. Amen. Into his image, all the way back. It's just beautiful. It's transformed us this far. It'll also take us into his presence. It's our escape. It's our exit, if you will. So much more. But there's power, there's life in this word. Amen. I love him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just, oh Lord, what can we say but thank you, Lord, for your amazing, amazing grace, Lord, for giving us eyes to see. Lord, none of us, we have nothing that we can point to in ourselves. No goodness, no merit, no ability, Lord. There's just nothing but you. You called us, you drew us, you gave us this love for truth, Lord. And Father, this communion that we have in you and your hearing of your voice, hearing your word, Lord, changing us, transforming us, bringing us home. Lord, our hope and our confidence is in this, in you, Lord. And we just pray tonight that you would just be lifted up and magnified, Father. You would, by your Holy Spirit, minister to each and every heart, Lord. And men will fail. Our abilities are so limited. But Lord, I'm just counting on you to somehow express and deliver to each heart what you wish tonight. Be magnified, Lord, we pray. And we just commit the remainder of this service now into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Let's just, would you stand with me? Let's worship the Lord. I have a, I think in the inserts, Word of God, ever true, right? Is that? Yeah, number 53 in the inserts. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope in this world where'er we roam. Word of God will guide us home. Word of God, ever true. Have come with open hearts, so let the word of God impart. Holy words of our faith manifested to this age came to us through sacrifice. The faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God impart. Word of God, ever true, changing me and changing you. They have come with open you thankful for that word. Let's see, number, I think it's number 576, and the only believe something more than gold. Is that? We can sing it if that's not. Okay. Thank you. What was it? 24. Okay. Thank you so much, sister. Amen. Something in my heart, like a stream running down, makes me feel so happy as can be. Jesus and what he's done for me, he's something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Oh yes, oh yes, there's something more than gold. Oh yes, oh yes, there's something there's something more than gold. Sing it once more. Something in my heart, like a stream running down, makes me feel so happy as can be. When I think of Jesus and what he's done for me, gives me something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Oh yes, oh yes, there's something more than gold. Oh yes, something more than gold in my soul. There's something more than gold. Amen. Aren't you thankful for that rich writ? We're so blessed. Amen. From glory to glory, he's changing me. Back to where we came from, where we belong. We're heavenly bound, we're heavenly creatures. Father says, come up higher, come up, listen to me, come up to where I am. Amen. Amen. Let's just close. Seth, do you want to come and close us in this morning? This evening, I should say. There you go.
Dear Lord, thank you that we could come here today to be with you and to worship you. And protect everybody as they travel home tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters.